This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Can you imagine America being great again, huh? What it would be like to get us back on track where our resources are starting to make sense and there's rhyme and reason, accountability. Oh, yeah, let's talk about return on investment for all the money, all the indebtedness that America is at. But I still believe, ladies and gentlemen, that even at $19 trillion, at least the top figure that we're willing to deal with, because we know analysis that that number is upwards of $200 trillion, our actual total liability, because you got to think of all the promises that we have made. So you bring that in and you say, wow, we've got a lot of money that's due here. But, you know, even in spite of that, I have such faith in the American people. I have such faith in the core values. You know, again, I keep referring to Dr. Nima. And his book, it was so provocative and so profound in talking about Nordic socialism and the core values of the people, the culture, what has been driven into the embodiment of the Nordic nations. They're not afraid of hard work. They're not afraid of responsibility. That is so core. We've moved away from that. And I think because America has moved away from accountability and hard work, that we're paying the price for that. And this is why we're on the wrong track. But I still believe that the dreams of everyday Americans, even those that have been blinded and kind of shackled by, by entitlements and by this concept that it's all about government, that they want to believe in some socialistic mindset that says the government is your daddy. And if it wasn't for the government, if it wasn't for these smart elites, and these progressives like Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, really stop and consider their lives and stop and consider, you know, what they've done and the examples that they have set for us. I mean, really, have they been good models, you know, for our children? I mean, look what happened. I think Bill Clinton single-handedly started another sexual revolution because of Monica Lewinsky. And that's a whole nother social studies conversation that we can talk about later. In terms of the impact psychologically that had on our country. But, I still maintain the groundswell that's being underreported that I see across this country, where more and more people are coming to realize and saying, okay, I got to make a choice. You know, based on the two candidates here, it's what we've got to deal with. And like somebody said the other night, you know, clearly it is a choice between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. There's no other choice. One of them are going to be the president of the United States. But listen to what Newt Gingrich had to say about, I think that Donald Trump's had a good week this week. And, you know, the speeches that he's been giving, and Newt says, hey, keep it up, Donald.
Real quick about other Republicans, I see that Mike Pence is going to be campaigning in Florida with Senator Marco Rubio. You saw Governor Scott Walker in the audience in Wisconsin. What can you tell us, looking forward, since you're so close to the Trump campaign, what Republicans are doing or not doing to support Donald Trump at this 11th hour?
Look, I think, well, first of all, as you pointed out earlier, it's about the 9th hour. But anyway, I think people are coming back together. People are beginning to realize, for example,
like
if
who?
You're in the, well, I think you said when Scott Walker shows up, that's a pretty big deal, and it says a lot in Wisconsin. I think you're going to have other members campaigning with him, and I think you're going to find, as he gives more speeches like he did on Monday and Tuesday, you're going to see a lot more Republicans decide
okay. They're
very comfortable rallying around him.
All right. Former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, thank you very much
for
joining us today.
Good with you.
Well, that's what it's all about. I mean, he's starting to connect, and the GOPers are realizing, hey, look, this guy's garnered a lot of votes. You know, what can we pull out of the narrative? What can I agree with? I mean, look what Hillary Clinton did with Bernie Sanders. Follow her lead, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you know, GOP establishment needs to wise up here and come alongside. I think they'll help themselves and they'll help Donald Trump and they'll help this country as well. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, there's a lot of questions about Hillary Clinton, whether we talk about her past, what she did as a senator, first lady, secretary of state. I tell you, you can really drive yourself nuts when you Google things about Hillary. I mean, it's just all of a sudden just an immense amount of information that takes you down some roads that you go, wow, do I really want to go down these roads? Because they smack of the realm of conspiracy. But, you know, the problem that you have here is that it's not so much that you think that, it's the information that leads you to think that, that is associated with one Hillary Clinton. So it leaves you with the question, is who is the real Hillary Clinton? Well, Ramesh Anushalam is with us. He's the author of the new book, Madam President. In this book, Anushalam points out that when Hillary Clinton is coasting, she falls prey to her inner devils and scandals. He also writes that her scandals are a secret time bomb that the campaign is putting off until she is elected. And then, you know, are we going to revisit Watergate like with Richard Nixon? Will end up consuming her after the election. Ramesh, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm very well. Thank you very much for having me. It's great to be here with you.
Well, good to have you here. I mean, this is the big question. I mean, outside of what the mainstream media would want us to believe, you know, it's like everybody says, okay, you know, this is what you want me to believe about Hillary Clinton, but, you know, we have other people speaking out, Secret Service people that know Hillary Clinton in the White House, others who have known the Clintons very well that are sending out warning signals, but you wanted to tackle this topic as well. So what are you bringing to the conversation that others have not said before?
I think if you look at the 2016 presidential elections in the United States, I think there are two issues that are very important. One is the issue of campaign finance, a corrupt campaign finance system. Two is the issue of corporate crime and Panama Papers expose and things like that. Mm-hmm. If you've been hearing the discourse, I'm sure you have been very well, you would have heard Hillary talk of saying she's going to crack down heavily on corporate crime. She's going after the tax evaders, the tax abusers, going to get them. Now, and there were many allegations that were coming up. So I said, let me get to the facts. I wanted to get to the facts, hardcore facts,
yes,
for which I relied on information in the public domain. There were congressional reports. There were Security and Exchange Commission reports, orders, IRS reports, and the like. Okay? And I'll just give you an example of what I've done. And what I found was startling. It was startling. Because I'll give you an example. There's a person called James Harris Simons, who's one of her top donors, who's given her more than $8 million, right? Mm-hmm. And I was startled to find that he was named in a congressional report on tax abuse and tax evasion for having evaded $6 billion in taxes. Now, look at the consistency. On one hand, you're saying you're going to tackle corporate crime. You're going to go after the tax evaders. people who don't pay tax in America. On the other hand, five out of your top 10 donors are all caught in some kind of corporate fraud and corporate crime. So what does it say? How will these things add up when you get to the White House? Will she be able to take over what she said and implement them? Or will these people take her over? That's the larger question.
Well, when you look at what Peter Schweizer has presented, you know, and even if you listen to what Hillary Clinton said, she says, follow the money, right? So the one thing about people with a flawed character like this is they end up self-indicting, don't they, Ramesh?
Yes, they do. They do. In fact, see, I just gave you one example. If you look at the Stryker Corporation, which is owned by the Strykers, they're top donors for Hillary Clinton. They were charged with fraud, corruption, and bribery in foreign nations. Right? You name Saban. You look at Clinton Foundation trustees. Right? There's a guy whose last name you can't pronounce just like mine. He's called Victor Dalalay. His company had a parent company in the United States which paid a fine of $400 million, the highest ever paid fine for a Foreign Corrupt Practices Act violation. And these are your top donors. And these are your backers. See, you judge a person by the company they keep.
Exactly.
I think there Hillary Clinton falls short.
Well, and the mainstream media continues to ignore this. I mean, obviously, it's gotten to the point, you know, speaking of the Clinton Global Initiative, the Clinton Foundation, where, you know, Democrats have said, you got to step away, make some announcement about all this foreign money that you've been accepting. And of course, she says, okay, I'll call time out for the next couple of months. Well, you know, she can't help herself. You know, there's no way she's going to call time out. All she's going to do is create some other warehouse of these donations, because the Saudis and all the other foreign interests who have tentacles tied into the Clintons, they're not going to disconnect those tentacles and say, hey, we're not going to have a say in the 2016 election. Yeah. Hillary's our gal. I mean, we've been very successful with Hillary, right?
Right. See, look at it this way. They are the hands which feed her. Are they going to bite their own hands?
Yes.
No. That won't happen. Right?
Exactly.
The Wall Street money, the big billionaire corporate crime issue is one. There are other issues that I've explored in the book as well. One is trade. You take, for example, TPP. I've given 45 instances where Hillary Clinton actively canvassed for TPP in Vietnam, Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur, Singapore. Name it. Name a place on the earth, she was there.
Mm-hmm.
And today she says she's against it. Same with fracking. And you'll be really surprised to know, given her about turn on fracking today, if you look at the two of her biggest Wall Street backers, Avenue Capital and Franklin Square Capital Partners, they're heavily invested in the fracking industry in Pennsylvania.
Right.
So when she becomes president, is she going to look out for their interests, or is she going to look out after Mother Earth? That's a question that's a very open question.
Well, she made the statement that she wants to put coal out of business, which was the echo of what President Obama has said. It has devastated these cities and principalities that have relied on coal. But yet she goes to Virginia and says, hey, look, trust me, I'm going to give you all these billions of dollars to help you out of this, because we've got to get rid of our dependence upon coal, right?
Right. Yeah, what you're saying is really true. Depending on whom she's speaking to, what her audience is, Hillary Clinton is a different person. So she's one person to you, one person to me, one person to somebody else. The real Hillary Clinton is perhaps not the one. That's actually the larger message from my book.
Exactly. Well, Ramesh, we've got more to talk about on the other side of the break, so stay with us. Ramesh Arunachalam, the author of the new book, Madam President, on Bill Martinez Live. More from Ramesh right after this. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket cost when billed to Medicare and full covered supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Getting America back on track.
The face of the nation.
You guys crack me up.
Bill Martinez live.
You ready? Ready?
Hey, ready or not, here we are. Bill Martinez at 19 minutes after the top of the hour conversation with Ramesh Arunachalam continues. He's the author of the new book, Madden President, Who is the Real Hillary Clinton? Ramesh, let's talk about Hillary's problems with the emails, a private server, all the controversy over this. She lied, she didn't lie. We got rid of a lot of emails that she and her attorneys arbitrarily decided that are impertinent, that were all about yoga. I don't know, Ramesh, if you're into yoga or any kind of exercise, but I never in my history could come up with 30,000 emails on Pilates classes or whatever. That's beyond my comprehension.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. The email issue is very interesting because almost everything that she said there has been contradicted by the FBI director. Mm-hmm. She said she didn't transmit classified information. If you saw his interview, he said there were clearly classified information in many email chains at the time that they were transmitted, number one. Number two, she claimed to use a single device. He conclusively proved that she used multiple devices, multiple servers. Then the issue that you brought up, many work-related emails were not turned over. She said she turned over everything. He said none. So the question is, now, has she broken the law? If you really look at the spirit of the law, if you look at what she did, Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. So who is the chief foreign policy advisor for the President of the United States, right? So
right.
She conducted foreign policy through her emails. That's clear. If you analyze her emails, it's very, very clear. The book gives you several examples. I'm just giving you an example. She'd corresponded with the government of Pakistan on terrorism and security issues in 2010 when she was traveling there, and there was a bomb blast in a mosque. Now, that's a serious thing. So imagine sending this through a private server. It's available.
Yes.
Discussing all of that. And that was at a time when Osama bin Laden was supposed to be alive in Abbottabad, right? So look
yes.
at the security implications of all of this. So I think it's very serious. So to look at it, she's violated Rule 793. She's violated other rules relating to the email, which include 1924. She transmitted classified information. Because if you look at her emails, emails contain information on national defense, relevant to national security, relevant to foreign policy, relevant to foreign governments. And that by President Obama's own executive order, 13526. It's classified information.
Exactly.
So this proves it all.
Well, by her own admission, Ramesh, she says, look, I know what top secret information is. I mean, this is her own words. She says she understood what it was all about, you know, in terms of top secret information, about her security clearance and all that. I mean, this is words from her mouth to God's ears. And then the FBI director calls it a reckless mishandling and almost gives her room as if she could plead some sense of ignorance over this whole situation. And to me, the statements that she made directly and what Comey made, they don't square up.
They don't at all. Absolutely. You're very right. And Comey's own recommendations don't square up with his own analysis.
Yes.
Given that she sent classified information, given that she didn't turn over all her work-related emails, given that there was foreign policy conducted through the emails, given that she used multiple devices, why didn't he recommend charges? It's not consistent with his recommendation. And that's something very, very blatant and very clear.
Well, I think what's going to be haunting Hillary Clinton, as if it hasn't already, is Julian Assange and the release of these emails. Because like anything, you know, when you have emails and on a private server, not greatly secured, I mean, those emails are flying around. Now, does Julian Assange have them? Is there a connection, as some are suggesting, just to your point, that there was information, secured information that went out that, oh, yeah, by the way, said where an ambassador was going to be in Libya, in Benghazi, Libya, and also information about guns being run, which they have kind of mildly admitted, as much as they have mildly admitted to this ransom payment to Iran.
Right.
But they've kind of admitted that there was some gun running going on that went through Turkey. And we know that the ambassador for Turkey was just at the compound about an hour before all hell broke loose on that 9/11 day.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. See, I think that takes us on to the next issue. If we have the time, I'd like to touch upon one more issue: is foreign policy.
Yeah, we've got about four minutes left, Ramesh. So go ahead.
Okay, great. See, if you look at what happened in Libya, if you look at what happened in Benghazi, I think squarely it adds up and it falls flat on Hillary Clinton's shoulders. Because I think what Libya was, I don't know if you've seen this video, where she says, "We came, we saw, and he died."
Yes, I do. Yeah.
I've worked worldwide. I worked with the World Bank. I worked with other institutions in the Middle East. So I understand a little bit of the Middle East. And I would tell you that Gaddafi was a bad guy. He was a dictator. He was a bad guy. He was bad to his people. Fair enough. Mm. But the question is, whenever you bring in the issue of regime change, when you want to replace somebody, you'll have to think what happens the day after you change them. Right?
Exactly. Right.
And after Gaddafi was overthrown, all the gold from his backyard, all the arms from his backyard went to fund ICE, went to ISIS. So you demand. See, one critical aspect of Gaddafi that you need to understand is he was a bad man. He was bad to his people, but he was not a fundamentalist. Mm-hmm. He didn't support Islamic fundamentalism.
Right.
Right. So when you replace him with somebody else, or when you didn't have anybody good enough, you let the fundamentalists take over. And you see what the world is facing today. ISIS is so dangerous.
And Ramesh, you bring up a great point here, because sadly, this has been the consequence of U.S. foreign policy, where we've gone and disrupted regimes like as if we know better. I mean, it's really kind of ironic. It's what we're facing here in America, where you have the ruling elite saying they know better than anybody else. They know better than the people there in Benghazi or Libya. They know better than the people in Iran. They know better than the people in Iraq. I mean, this is a form and model that they have been pursuing, not only on a foreign policy platform, but also here domestically, that they know better and that we're just supposed to follow suit. And meanwhile, they're causing all this disruption because of the social engineering that they're trying to do, whether it's here domestically or overseas, right?
Right. Right. No, you're absolutely right. And I think that's been the problem, and that is the problem here. And I think this is true not only of the Middle East, it's also true of Latin America.
Exactly.
Many
right.
countries where it's happened.
Well, they can't help themselves. I mean, this is their worldview, Ramesh, and I think this is what you're pointing out in your book, is that we need to stop and consider what they make their decisions on. What is it based on? And their worldview is socialistic, I believe, and progressive, but clearly socialistic, and it is one of elitism that says we know and you don't, and you're lucky to have us here telling you where you should go, right?
Absolutely. That's the way it is. Right. That's
so what, in these final 20 seconds here, Ramesh, that we have together with your book, Madam President, what do you want people to take away from your book?
I would say that this book is very important. It's available at 99 cents. Read it for one reason. It's available on Amazon.com. I'm not here to make money on it, but here to present the facts on Hillary Clinton. The mainstream media has not done that. You must go in and have a look. The real Hillary Clinton is somebody else.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you heed his warning. Ramesh Shaharanushalam, author of the new book, Madam President, Who is the Real Hillary Clinton? Ramesh, thank you so much. Great stuff here. It's just about 29 after the top of the hour right now.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today.
Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket cost when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Getting America back on track.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Bill Martinez live.
425-2968. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 20 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, as we have this discussion about our country, it's like, you know, are you ready? I mean, you want your country back. Are you kind of waking up to the fact that, you know, because of, understandably, you know, the focus has been on survival, particularly the last 8 years, regardless of what the government would say, try to give us some kind of numbers that say, well, unemployment is down so low, and I guess the only way you can make it so low is you just take the, you reduce the component of the labor force. Just say, well, you know, we've decided that you're not part of the labor force anymore because you supposedly have stopped looking for a job. Really? I mean, people still have to eat, you know, last time I checked. And even though entitlements will take you so far, and, you know, the fact of the matter is we got people working under the table and, oh, yeah, and taking entitlements as well. You know the system's being gamed, and they're all trying to survive. And some people have the mindset that it's excusable because they feel like this is what the government has done to them. The government has social engineered, taken away their jobs and left them blighted, and so they're going to make the government pay. But it's like, wait a minute, let's stop and think about this. You're thinking the way the government would want you to think and the way they've conditioned us to think, like as if there's this big, humongous, never-ending well of funds that'll carry the day for whatever need and whatever suffering that we may be enduring, that we can say it's not my responsibility. It happens to be just the conditions. It has to be because of what the government has done to me. So it justifies this kind of crazy thinking. And here it is. I mean, look what we have. We have how many more people, you know, on food stamps. And the thing is that's sad about that is that you've got real people on food stamps. They're not working, or they're having to feel like, look, I've got to look to the government for the answer. And, of course, this pleases the elites, the ruling class, because they're convinced, oh, my goodness, if it wasn't for them, these poor people just would not have food to eat. But because we've made provision for this and, oh, forget about the budget, you know, that's irrelevant because eventually we'll have enough money, we'll be able to make this work. Well, that's the lie because, you know, the books never balance. We just get deeper and deeper in debt because if President Obama and others like him were, you know, if they were correct, I mean, forget about even saying being honest and genuine, but if their theory was correct, the debt should be going in the other way, wouldn't you think? But no. I mean, it continues to increase because all we're doing is we're choking off the very lifeblood, the very heart and soul of this country, which is we the people. The people who have built this country because of hard work and because of responsibility. And there's something absolutely genuine about those two facts, as we were talking about with Larry Clayton earlier. You know, I believe that we're driven by this idea inherently. It's just within the fabric of our DNA and who we are. And that is that we want to be productive. We want to feel like we are contributing. We want to be givers, not takers, because it's always better to give than receive. We know that. It's immutable. Think about the times when you have been on the receiving end. Sometimes it's awkward to receive things, but it's always better to give. But the challenge is to not, as they say, cast pearls before swine. Let's not invest in things that cripple people and turn them into dependents, you know, and it's interesting because Democrats, they've got the language down. And because they have the language down, you think, oh, okay, they're right on. I mean, you know, they're saying, hey, we want to offer a hand up. Well, but if the hand up, you know, I say, okay, you want to offer a hand up, where's the proof that after handing them up that you've raised them up? Nobody's being raised here. What you see happening is kind of what Dinesh D'Souza has presented in his movie, Hillary's America, and what he learned in being incarcerated. This is a con. It's nothing different than what the thugs in our country have learned. They've learned the system. And, you know, progressives are following the same plan. You put the con out there. You know, I go back to Andy Andrews' book. Powerful little book. I mean, I think about 78, I mean, less than 100 pages. He says, how do you kill 11 million people? Well, you just tell them a lie. And the bigger the lie, the better. And this is what's happened. America has fallen victim into buying into the lie. And why not? Because it's more convenient to buy in the lie. Because if I have room to excuse my own failings and to do as I darn well please, I can just throw morality, I can throw caution to the wind and live as I darn well please. But at what cost? At what cost? I mean, look at the father of this young man, 23 years old. He pulls out a gun, aims at a police officer. What do you think is going to happen? I mean, they're not going to, you know, pull out candles here and put it on a cake and sing happy birthday. I mean, it's a natural reaction. Somebody threatens you. Somebody pulls a gun, aims it in your direction. What is a police officer going to do? He's going to do what he's been trained to do. You know, he's going to protect the citizenry. He's going to protect himself. And here's what happened. But the point is this father, and I got to tell you, I have a lot of respect for his dad as much as he's saying, hey, look, I got to be accountable here. I've not been the example to my son. And the grief that he must feel to reconcile that statement with who he's been and what he's trained his son to do, boy, you know, that is tough. That's tough to find yourself in that position, but it's being honest. And I can see in that man, in that dad's heart, that he's opened He's open to redemption. When I say redemption, I know some of you hear that and you say, well, that's a religious term. Well, I'm not going to excuse for, you know, I'm not going to apologize, I say, for, you know, those things that you may think are religious. I'd say, check them out. Before we reject them, check it out for yourself and see if it holds veracity. See if there's some value there. Because what's happened in our culture is we've rejected the things of God so we can do as we darn well please. So the divorce gate, you know, rate skyrockets, our families are disassembled, you know, the morality of our nation is in a spiral dive because everybody does what they want to, you know, what they want to do. And they think they're getting away with it. And all it's doing is it's compiling and complicating the issue. You know, that's the issue with morality, is you have a choice. You can deal with it now or deal with it later. And I always found in my life is that when I've dealt with it later, it's much more complicated. It's much more compounded, like compounding interest. It's exponential. It's a snowball. And instead of dealing with a smaller issue, it's now more complex. More people are affected by it. And this is what's happening with the family unit in our country today, how it's so infected by this kind of thinking and this lifestyle of convenience and do as I darn well please. Well, we're free. We're free choice agents. We can do that. But have you had enough of it? Are you, you know, as the prodigal, are you tired of eating with the pigs? Are you tired of wasting your resources and finding out? Because you know deep in your heart, it doesn't have to be this bad. It should be better than this. But, you know, we only have one place to look, and that's in the mirror. And like this father of this young man, you know, the challenge is, and my hope is for you, is that we all can take responsibility for our part and truly do what we can to get this country back on track again.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Bill Martinez live.
Just one of the many reasons why I guess the summer of 1968 was such a great time, because you had such great music like Junior Walker and the All-Stars and What Does It Take, huh? Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for the one and only Bob Waliszewski, Focus on the Family's Director of Media and Culture and Director of Focus's Plugged In Department. You can go to PluggedIn.com for all the necessary information. Hey, Robert, how are we doing, buddy?
Well, hi, Bill. Happy Monday.
Hey, it's a great Monday, I'll tell you.
The Olympics weren't reason enough to keep people away from the theater over the weekend, because Suicide Squad ended up making another $43 million on top of its $133 the week before, now up to $222. Anyways, people went to the movies. And so we've got two that I want to highlight today.
Speaking of the Olympics, speaking of the Olympics, I mean, NBC is complaining the numbers are just not there. They've been hijacked, and they've lost numbers of viewers for the Olympics.
I heard the initial Monday they said 31 million people they were guessing had seen it. I thought, well, they got to be pretty happy, but it must have gone into a slump after a week ago today.
Yeah, been a little bit of a slump, and even though, I mean, thank God, I mean, we got some terrifying news at first when it first broke. I was real concerned about Ryan Lochte and,
robbery.
That situation, the robbery there. I mean, the guy supposedly held a gun to his head, and, I mean, we've heard some crazy stories out of Rio. That is absolutely frightening what has happened, and I'll tell you, these Olympic committees have to really, get together and rethink some of this stuff. Bringing, top athletes or bringing anybody to a country that is robbing people. I mean, thank God it's been minimal, and we haven't heard too many situations where, people are dying as a result. But to experience what they're experiencing there, which should be an international celebration, I think is an absolute travesty. And I don't know what else they can do here.
Well, I was reading an article, I guess it was before the Olympics started, and somebody was saying, Los Angeles should be the home of the Olympics every 4 years, bar none. Doesn't go anywhere else. They always just go to L.A. L.A. has all the venues set up for all that they need. There's no sense to wander the world and have these kind of situations where they're dumping raw sewage in the ocean and they expect someone to, get in a kayak, you know? And I thought it made a good point, you know? And it doesn't have to be just our country. Maybe there's another, maybe it's someplace in Paris or something.
Well, there's some place where it's established and it's not going to put the people at, you know, I mean, come on. Rio, to come up with the kind of money that's necessary to put on a show of this size, is just, I mean, what are we doing? I mean, we're sleepwalking in this situation. I mean, what did they do? Did they use the engineers that so successfully cleared the waters there in Florida, you know, to come in and turn their waters green? Or did they get people in from, you know, from Chicago that turn the waters green every St. Patrick's Day? I mean, what is going on here?
It's crazy. There you go. There you go. And by the way, Paris wouldn't be a good choice. I just got to think, we've already had two terrorist attacks there. But someplace, it doesn't have to be Los Angeles. I like the idea of one site. And maybe the Olympic Committee ought to visit that. So much for that.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, getting back to the movie thing, I mean, the box office thing, which is what we talk about, Suicide Squad. In fact, I was surprised as you were that was number one. I really thought Pete's Dragon was going to take over.
Well, I did too, or at least be number two, and it's actually number three. It made a healthy $21 million, but because it's a remake, and Disney, you know, just has that name recognition, I would have thought we were looking more at a $40 million kind of, and that would have put it at number two had it made actually $40 million.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, for our list, oftentimes when Disney remakes a film, let's take Jungle Book for instance. I liked it, the new Jungle Book. I gave it a 4 out of 5, but I often said if you have real little kids, don't take your youngest to see Jungle Book. You know, I'm talking 5, 6, 7, maybe even 8 years of old. There's just too many intense moments of peril. And I was thinking back, especially to my son and how he would have handled Jungle Book at those ages. He wouldn't have handled it well. And I said, so instead, you know, rent or put it in your Netflix queue, the original Jungle Book. There was a moment of peril at the end, but it's pretty tame. But this time with Pete's Dragon, I'm actually saying, if you want the more family-friendly version, go to the new one. Don't go back to the 1977 Helen Reddy, Mickey Rooney version. And why did I say that? Because Mickey Rooney's character in the original was the town drunk. And as such, it's probably too strong to say his drunkenness was glamorized, but it's almost. It's never frowned on. When he's drunk, it's shown to be a laughing thing. Isn't this supposed to be funny? You know, he runs into the bar and all his buddies are there and he goes, I saw Dragon. And of course, you know, his buddies think, yeah, you're just so loaded. You didn't see any dragon. It's supposed to be hilariously funny. Well, it's really not.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually pretty sad. But the new version, we gave a 4.5 out of 5 for. And I thought it was very family friendly, and maybe you just wouldn't want to take. There's a moment of peril at the end, and so maybe you wouldn't want to take your 4, 5, or 6 year olds. But even around 7, I like the movie quite a little bit. Not just from a family perspective, I actually enjoyed it from an entertainment point of view.
Well, that's always good when you get those bonuses added onto it. It really makes it feel like your money that you've invested in entertainment there's value. And there's some return on it in terms of, you know, getting value for the money that you spent. Bob, you bring up a good point here, and that is that, you know, as movies, and we move on to, you know, to this 21st century entertainment, you know, I think we need to remind these producers of these movies of these things that, you know, they move the bar a little bit and think, oh, well, it's not that big a deal, but yet the impact that it's having on young kids, and we as adults say, well, we see a G-rated or a PG-rated, and we think, okay, maybe it's okay, until, you know, next thing you know, we've got our kids or our grandkids sitting next to us, and you go, whoa, this is really, this is, you know, we're on the edge here of my beliefs and my level of protection for my kids and what I want them to be exposed to.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Whereas the new one, I don't feel like there's much protection needed for our kids. But if we went back and for some reason decided, oh, let's just go watch the original. People may have forgotten that this was, and by the way, it was just an awful movie. So having watched it recently with the new one coming out, just to make sure it was fresh in my mind, it was painful to watch. And then Mickey Rooney's again. Right. And he wasn't the only one. There's another character that he pals around with. Both of them sauced in out of their gourds. And it just goes on. It's just a running joke that goes on way too often and way too long. Just wasn't funny. Anyway, the new one, real quick about it. Yeah, 5-year-old Pete, he's in the back seat of his car. Parents are taking a drive. They have a car crash. Parents they die in that car crash. So a little sad. Something to talk through with the kids for sure. Probably before you go, if you have little kids. Nothing graphic, but you get the idea. Pete stranded by himself. A bunch of wolves look like they're going to attack him. And then the next thing you know, this shadowy creature mysteriously saves the day. Fast forward 6 years, Pete's living kind of every kid's dream. He's living out in the woods with a pet, not cat, not dog, but pet dragon. And not a mean one. This exactly. is kind of like a big 50-foot puppy. Meanwhile, Robert Redford has been talking about seeing a dragon in his years ago, and his daughter, now a forest ranger all grown up, has heard it for years, and she doesn't believe a word of it. And but all of a sudden, when she meets Pete out in the forest, she starts hearing his story. She starts thinking, maybe Dad was telling the truth. So some good family messages, good friendship messages, even a good message about saving the forest without being heavy-handed environmental. So again, 4.5 out of 5. I like the film. I'm glad it at least came in at number 3. Think it deserved a little better. I hope word of mouth will help it do better, because I always like good films to do well. So
exactly. Yeah, I'm with you. What about Florence Foster Jenkins?
Boy, this is
we got about a minute left.
I mean, okay. Well, most of us don't even know that she was a real person. I certainly didn't before I saw the movie. And it's not like she was a Betsy Ross, didn't make the flag, wasn't a Benjamin Franklin. But she died in 1944. She was a wealthy woman who supported the arts and especially loved the music and loved to play it as a child. She was good at the piano until her hand kind of got messed up. But she also loved to sing. Problem was, she couldn't sing. So this film is really about her husband trying to give her opportunities to sing, knowing she can't, but not wanting to tell her and not really allowing anybody around her to tell her either. In fact, if he has to bribe people to make them tell her how good she is or pay them off a little bit, he doesn't mind doing that. That's played by Hugh Grant's character. By the way, Meryl Streep is Florence Foster Jenkins. Hugh Grant does have a mistress on the side, but by the end of the film, he's made a right decision. We gave it a 3. It's good probably for a date night. People might want to check out our longer review if they're going to go.
Well, that's great. Where can they check it out?
PluggedIn.com.
There it is. Bob Olszewski, Focus on the Family's Director of Media and Culture. Robert, always good to have you with us. Have a great week. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas.